amen, on these two categories that are introduced to us, amen, in this 145th Psalms as we coming, praise God, to the close of Psalms 145. Amen. God, amen, speaks to us concerning, amen, praise God, these two categories. And, amen, praise God, and our major emphasis is on, amen, praise God, the saved and preserved. Amen, praise God. We are to be able to be in a place of appreciation that God has saved us. Can we say amen? Amen. Salvation, amen, is about deliverance. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, to be saved is to be in a special place. Hallelujah, praise God, because God has brought us out of our darkness into His marvelous light. Amen, praise God, but we need to also understand that when God saves a soul, He also preserves a soul. Y'all need to praise Him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. This idea, amen, praise God, of amen, salvation involves with it, amen, praise God, redemption. And redemption is about, amen, praise God, that has been regained, or that has been set free, or that has been rescued. And how has it been regained or set free or rescued? It's been done so by paying a price. Amen, praise God. And that idea then of redemption, praise God, is, amen, in truth, a recognition that a price has been paid on our behalf. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you ain't worth nothing, because God paid a price, amen, for your redemption. Amen. He bought us while we were yet sinners. Can you say amen? Amen. When the enemy would have told you were worthless, when the enemy would have told you ain't worth, amen, not even 2 cents or 5 cents. Can we say amen? But God was willing to pay a high price, amen, for us while we were yet in our sin. Somebody ought to shout thank you to the Lord. Somebody ought to shout thank you. Amen. Because He purchased us. Amen. Not because we were looking like we were all of that or doing all of that, but He purchased us. Amen. Because of His great love for us. And so the love of God put value on us, even, praise God, in our low estate. And so redemption came out of, amen, the love of God for us. He was willing to pay that price. Can you say amen? To redeem us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? To bring us out and to give us, amen, praise God, a hope that reached beyond the very grave. I'm so glad. I'm saying, anybody glad to see you? I'm so glad I'm among the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's a good thing to be delivered. Amen. Praise God. Anytime you in, amen, this terrible straits or situation, amen, praise God, you can appreciate, amen, coming out. Tell your neighbor, it's a good thing to be delivered. Amen. Praise God. It's a good thing to be, amen, praise God, set free. And when God saved us, He did a good thing for us. He loosed the shackles of our bondage. You ought to praise Him today. Amen. Praise God. Set us free. Gave us the opportunity, amen, to glorify and to magnify His name. Amen. Tell your neighbor, don't waste your opportunity. Can you say amen? The time is now to give Him the glory, and the time is now to give Him the praise. Can you say amen? It's good to be delivered. Amen. It's good to be brought out. Can you say amen? Even if it take a little while, it's good when you get out on the other side and you see, praise God, ain't no change holding me. I'm no longer it because God has given me liberty and given me life more abundant. Oh, y'all, Lord, praise Him today. Amen. Praise God. As much as we praise God for our deliverance, amen, praise God, we also need to realize that we need to praise God for being our preserver. Amen. Tell your neighbor, not only does He deliver us, amen, but when He saves us, He preserves us. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Preservation is about, amen, keeping safe from spoilage. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, God is a keeper. Can you say amen? He can keep you safe. Amen. Because He's able to do that. Amen. Praise God. As God spoke to Israel, amen, He let Israel know, praise God, amen, that He's a preserver. Amen. Praise God. That He who is our, amen, preserver. Amen. Praise God. Who was and is still the preserver of Israel. How many know Israel can't go nowhere because God got her? Can you say amen? Israel can't go nowhere. Why? Because God is her preserver. Amen. Praise God. Amen. As He tell Israel, amen. Praise God. I will. Amen. And that means we should lift up our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help. We ought to know that our help, it cometh from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We ought to realize that the keeper of Israel, He neither slumbers, neither does He sleep. Hallelujah. The Lord will be your shade on your right hand. Can you say amen? And the sun shall not smite thee by day, neither the moon by night. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Because God is a preserver, He will preserve thy going out, and He will preserve thy coming in. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. It's good to know. Hallelujah. Praise God. That not only do we have with God salvation, but we have, amen, preservation. And as Paul writes, amen, to hallelujah, the church in Ephesus, amen, he reminds us that we are sealed, amen, with that Holy Spirit of God. And you are sealed until the day of redemption. Somebody ought to pray for him. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. When, amen, in the context of putting up fruit, hallelujah, amen, they don't wait till 9 or 2 or 3 years later, and amen, talking about, amen, I'm preserving fruit. No, on the very day, hallelujah, that process is completed. Can you say amen? Those items are set aside as preserved. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, on the day that God fixed your life, He set you aside as preserved. Y'all better praise Him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I've been able to witness, amen's foliage. Can you say amen? That after, amen, a certain length of time, amen, praise God, amen, the items that were called preserved, amen, spoiled. But the reality is, amen, if it's really preserved, it cannot spoil. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, if it's really preserved, then it cannot spoil. So you gotta make sure, amen, in the process of amen being preserved, that you get the process right. Can you say amen? Because if you don't get the process right, it's gonna show up after a while that you ain't really preserved. Y'all better pray. Can you say amen? Amen. It'll never spoil. Y'all better pray to Him.
mention the process of repentance and a baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, and then you are sealed. Can you say amen? Until the day of redemption. Tell your neighbor, it don't matter what may come, you ain't gonna spoil. Can you say amen? It don't matter what may rise up in your life, you're not gonna spoil. If you spoil, you didn't get baptized right. If you spoil, you didn't wait on God. Spoke in other tongues, but what God redeemed is redeemed. Y'all better praise Him. Tell your neighbor what God redeemed is redeemed. That's why the redeemed of the Lord not only ought to say so, but you ought to give God some praise for what He has. Hallelujah. Come on, get him. Y'all better praise Him. Hallelujah. On the spiritual aspect of this, you gotta make sure that you did everything that God required of you to do. Can you say amen? You can't leave off no part of this process. Amen. Praise God. If you get the Holy Ghost before you get to the water, don't think you don't need no water.
That's
you need the water to complete the process. Y'all better praise Him. If you get the water and don't get no name, don't think you're all right, because you need a name in that water. And a name that's above every name. Y'all better praise Him. To you, you no longer have
the authority to choose how you're going to decorate. Can you say amen? You no longer have the authority to choose where, amen, the furniture going to be arranged. Can you say amen? Why? Because this house ain't my house no longer. But to get back that unclean spirit, he'll come back, amen, to his house. Can you say amen? And the Bible declares that he finds his house swept out, clean, and garnished. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you need more than deliverance. You need preservation. You need a keeper. Can we say amen? Hallelujah and hallelujah. Amen. That unclean spirit, he goes out and gathers up seven more demons, more powerful than he is. Can you say amen? Come on, somebody. And they get together and they come back in that house. Can you say amen? Tell your name. There's a danger, amen, in just getting delivered. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you need more than just a deliverer. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor there's a danger in just getting delivered. You need more. Can we say amen? And amen. Praise God. Amen. Those eight now, hallelujah, enter back into that man. And the Bible declares that the last state of that man is worse than the first. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Amen. And what's wrong with that picture? How is it, amen, that somebody get delivered and wind up worse than they were before they got delivered? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, it's hard to see how somebody, amen, can stop drinking, stop running around. Can you say amen? Stop doing those things that are not pleasing to God. Amen. Get their house cleaned up. Can you say amen? And then wind up worse than they were in the beginning. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor you need more than deliverance. You need a preserver. You need somebody to come in your house. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, not only do I need, amen, deliverance, but I need an inward presence that will dwell in my house. I need somebody that'll stay in my house. Can you say amen? Who will never leave me? Who will never forsake me? I need somebody in my house that'll be there 7 times. Amen. 7/24.
a strong man.
Yes.
Not being kicked aside by alcohol.
Yes.
You need a strong man. Not you to let the men and the women alone.
Yes.
Amen. You need a strong man. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Tell your neighbor it ain't enough.
Amen.
Amen. To be delivered.
Yes.
I need me a preserver.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor if you're saved.
Yes.
If you're filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
If you got your baptism. Yes. You ain't got to worry. There's somebody in your house that can keep your house. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We, as the redeemed of the Lord, don't worry about the power of the enemy. Amen. Amen. You ain't got to come back with eight. Come back with a thousand. Can you say amen? You ain't got to come back with eight. Come back with 10,000. Can you say amen? Are y'all hearing me? Good news is, amen, that the strong man is vigilant. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God, don't you know? Amen, praise God, that God keeps us from danger, seen and unseen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You don't see everything that come at you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You don't see everything that's trying to work against you. But the good news is, it don't make no difference. Can you say that? I don't be that much longer, but we are in a time when folk are worried about conspiracies. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Hello, somebody. Amen. But as I read to you in the song, it don't make no difference if the conspiracy is strong. Amen. They got hand joined in hand. Can you say thank you, Jesus? What does it mean? Mean we made an agreement. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Yeah. Amen. We gon' get them. Yeah. We gon' get them now. Yeah. Amen. Pray God, what God said. It don't make no difference. Joy in the hand. They are not gonna go unpunished. Can you say amen? Amen. The wicked are cast down and destroyed. Amen. But I'm so glad that my trust is not in chariots. Can you see? Thank you, Jesus. Hello, somebody. Amen. Praise God. This is my house.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. And amen. No strong man
amen, praise God, that's outside of the strong man is able to overcome the strong man that's in my house. Tell your neighbor, greater is he in you than he that's in the world. Amen. I got a strong man. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. Just because, amen, our house, amen, has a sentry and a strong man in it, it doesn't mean that the enemy will not try to intimidate you. Yeah. Can you say amen? But I ain't going to be intimidated. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I ain't going to be intimidated. Can you say amen? Sickness, not going to be intimidated. Can you say amen? I'm going to keep on praying. If my money is funny, I ain't intimidated. Can you say amen? If I got to wait a little while, then I already got my mind made up.
Amen.
praise God. Amen. I run and don't get weary. But amen, praise God. When I'm walking,
I won't faint.
I got options. The enemy. Amen. Praise God. He is limited in what he's able to do. Amen. But I serve a God that's unlimited. We all know he is unlimited. Tell your neighbor, you can't hold him back. He do whatever he wants to, whatever he want to do, however he want to do. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. If you want to kick up the credit report, to the report, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He's going to do that. Can you say amen? If you want to make a way where there ain't no way, you just open the door. Amen. If he's worthy of our
worship,
he's God. And amen. He's our preserver.
Yes.
So praise God. Amen. Praise God. That unclean spirit and coming back with the angel, whatever you come back with. Amen. The truth is, you cannot go in and spoil. Amen. Praise God. A strong man's good. Except you first.
Yes.
The strong man. So amen. Before the devil intimidates me, I want to see him. Bind Jesus. You tie Jesus up.
Yes.
You tie him up.
Yes.
I'm going to get nervous. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pray God. But I ain't coming out to fight you on my own. I'm sending a strong man. And you say, thank you, Jesus. You think you got victory over me, but there's one greater than I. And you say, amen. Can you say amen? Amen. Pray God. He's greater than I. And he's able to do everything well. And if you get victory over him, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Then you've won a victory. But there is a record. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That God has never lost a
battle.
Praise him.
That's a track.
God, amen, praise God,
has never been turned back
from his purpose.
Never.
Whatever God wanted to do, he did.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Nobody was able to turn God ever away from his purpose.
Oh, my God.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
If God put you in his purpose,
you. Come on.
Get your name.
Yes.
Put it in his purpose book.
Yes.
I got a purpose to bless that
That's
sister.
Right.
I got a purpose to bless that
brother. Yes, yes.
If God write you in
That's
on
right.
his purpose book,
yes.
you better believe.
Amen.
Amen. Pray God. Yes. Hold the way.
Yes.
Then you say, thank you, Jesus. You better believe yes. what God yes. determines to do.
Yes.
He still do.
Yes, he will.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Nobody, amen, praise God, amen, to turn his hand aside
yes,
for
Lord,
what he
Lord.
Has decided, amen, to do. And amen, praise God. And so, praise God. There's a message I just love to repeat.
Yeah,
you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because it's worth repeating.
It is.
Yes. You say,
amen.
And God says, say ye to the righteous. What you worried about?
Uh-huh.
You say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I done redeemed you.
Yes.
I done saved you.
Yes.
I done filled you with
yes.
the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen. Say ye to the righteous.
Yes, Lord.
Shall be well.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say, amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Where I'm at right now, you're looking at where I'm at. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Hey,
Jesus. That ain't even no problem. Can you say amen? Where I'm at, no, it don't even matter. Can you say amen? Because I know it shall be well.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woman had a dead child at home. Can you say
amen?
And she told that driver, drive.
Yes.
Amen. I'm going to the man of God. Praise God. God can work out
yes,
anything.
Hey.
Amen. It's too hard
oh, yeah.
even for him to do.
Yes.
And so praise God. We ain't charged to worry.
Amen.
God ain't told you 1 minute. Amen. To worry. He said, praise God, why thank you for the things of the Lord. Can you say thank you, Jesus? You can't turn. Amen. One hair of your head. Amen. about a foot and a half.
Oh,
and
Lord,
you say, thank you, Jesus. And God said, you can't add one cubic to it. Now, I walked in the door 5 foot and now I'm 6 and a half. Amen. Praise God. We say, no. But God say, if you can't do that which is least.
Yes. Yes.
You need that. Don't mean that ain't nothing to God. You say, you need a cubic. You can get it. Can you say amen? Why? Because God counts that as least.
Yes, yes.
It's little. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
it's
Jesus.
Not no great thing. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, praise God. And that's why we, amen, praise God, need to replace surprise with praise.
Thank you, Lord.
All right. Yes, yes. Amen.
When he do something, amen, pray God, that you didn't think that he could do. Yes. And you say, don't be surprised.
That's right. Yes.
Just praise
him. Yes.
When he make a way out of this possibility, don't be surprised. Just praise him. You say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Don't be looking in shock. Sufficient in itself. We need a preserver.
Yes, Lord.
We need a keeper.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. You didn't, amen, need a keeper. God would not have assigned himself to be the keeper.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise tell you, we need a keeper.
We need a keeper. Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Your mind might be whole today.
Yes, Lord.
You don't know what tomorrow.
Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes.
Amen. Praise God. You might have a bundle. Amen.
Telling
in the bank
you,
today. But
telling you in the name of Jesus.
About tomorrow. If you need a keeper.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. What is it, praise God? God don't want us to put, amen, praise God, our confidence in
you,
what we got in the bank.
I'm telling you.
What we got in our
hands.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? What our hands have ability to do. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
That can change him.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what won't change?
God never changes.
God never changes.
Hello.
And you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You say, amen, praise God. Today, as he always was.
Yes.
No change in him.
No change.
Say amen.
Amen.
And the other thing about him is that when he speak his word,
come on,
that don't change him.
Yes. Yes.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Whatever he said, amen. If God said it, that established it. And you say thank you, Jesus. And if God said that I never seen the righteous forsaken, then he no need thinking on it no more. Because that ain't gonna happen. Can you say thank you?
Thank you, Jesus.
That's not a worry. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So God wants us as the people of God to be occupied with what our job is.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
I got a job to
I'm
get
telling you, that's the job.
Amen. Can you say amen?
I need amen.
A job to be engaged in my God.
Thank
yes,
you,
my job. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. To order praise aright before him and to let him know I'm trusting you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
A beautiful amen. Praise God. Message and amen. Praise God. I guess I better leave you this time. This is my last time. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. The word of the Lord. Praise God. Beautiful message came from, amen. Praise God. Elder Robertson, because, amen, he was at the point, praise
yes.
God, that he was dying.
Amen.
He was at the point he was dying.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, Lord, if you don't help me,
hallelujah,
I'm going to die.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And, amen. Praise God. And so we've got to realize that God is our help.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
If God don't step
hallelujah.
In, if God don't make up,
hallelujah.
If God don't open a door, if God don't do it, if God don't do it,
yes, Lord.
Then we don't. don't
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The thing of it is that God is willing.
Yes, He is.
And He is able.
Yes,
and He will do it.
He will.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Not just to meet your need, but to go past your need.
Yes, yes.
You thought I couldn't do that?
My
I'm
Lord.
Gonna show you I can do that.
Yes.
And that. And that.
Amen.
And some more of that.
Yes.
Amen. Pray God. And I ain't done yet, but that's all you need to see
that's
for
all you
right
need to see right
can now.
Can
you say thank you,
thank
Jesus?
You, Jesus.
So praise God. The people of God are encouraged.
Hallelujah.
Because not only are we deserved, delivered, we are preserved.
Yes,
my Lord.
I got to keep.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I got to keep.
I got to
keep. I got to keep.
Yes, Lord.
The devil can't come up in this
house.
Hey.
He's buying the strong.
My Lord.
That's not going to happen.
Jesus.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, amen, praise God. Don't worry about the Ouija boards and the goomba dust. Them broken chicken wings and feathers and all of that. Can
yes,
you say,
Lord.
Amen? And then those all them incantations that they make and shaking. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All of that. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You can see the devil work around you.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you feel what the Holy
Ghost, you,
he can't work in
he
you.
He can't work
in
you.
Right.
Say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. You can hold him out. Amen. Praise God. If you send a strong man out, can you say amen? And you go running out, and you're going to be like them sons of Cephas. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Get your little clothes torn off. Amen. Get your little eye beat up. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Running back to Jesus. Lord, don't you was a keeper. God said, I am, but you ran out in front of me.
That's right.
Can you say thank
yes.
You,
thank you
should
Jesus.
Have waited on me.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
I was a keeper. I am. Can you say amen?
But amen.
To hold to my unchanging
yes,
hand.
Yes.
And amen, praise God. So we as God's people, amen, praise God. We don't worry about, amen, conspiracies.
Amen,
amen, praise God. They hand join in hand. It don't matter. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We as God's people, we don't worry about the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't worry about them because the demons are all around everywhere doing what they can do. But you ain't got to worry about it. Why? Because we got to keep on. So then, praise God, we are always want to make sure, amen, praise God, that we counsel those that we're able to speak to.
Thank
to
you,
let
Jesus.
Them know that you need more than just deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
You need a keeper.
Yes, Lord.
You need more than just deliverance.
Yes, Lord.
You need a preserver.
Yes, Lord.
The only preserver is the Lord,
yeah, Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So, amen, praise God. The only way to guarantee, amen, praise God, your preservation
yeah, Lord.
Is get the process right
yes.
in the beginning.
Yes. Yes.
That's
so
right.
You've got
I
to
do
get it
beginning.
Right.
I say it all the time.
Could you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
You've got to repent of your sin.
Amen.
You got to be baptized
yes.
in the name of Jesus
name
for the remission of,
Jesus.
Of those sins.
Yes.
You've got to be filled
with
the Holy
Ghost.
Yes,
Lord.
When you've got the process right, God will see
thank you, Jesus.
Until
hallelujah.
The day
yes,
of
Lord.
Redemption.
Yes, Lord.
Saved
and
preserved. God bless
you. Hallelujah.